Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Neocon, Benedict, Bex, and others are running around right now saying, don't sign petitions. They go to Obama, you'll get on the list. Oh, there's 1,200,000 people now on a list? Hey, let's put everybody on the list. Again, it's a public declaration that we don't agree with being told we're socialist slaves to foreign banks for banker bailouts and for the new socialist hordes that have almost got the numbers now to vote out our guns in a democracy when we're a republic. I mean, it's coming to the time to just say no to all of it. And to just start non-complying, folks, every way you can. The system is foreign. It is our enemy. Now, to those that say, don't sign these petitions, look, the petitions aren't even the direction to go, but it's a manifestation of people saying we're registering our displeasure. The real place is petitions at your state level, going to your state house, getting movements going, getting Ron Paul drafted to have a movement, exploratory committees to try to reconstitute a new Continental Congress with legislative heads, governors, and other patriots that want to come create a master document off of working documents that were being passed around. I'm going to break this down with constitutional lawyer Vieira here in a moment, but let me sign this. For everyone, this is in the Congress, July 4th, 1776, the unanimous declaration of the 13 states of America. They seceded from the corrupt British Empire and created their new government. We're seceding from the New World Order that hijacked and killed the Republic, and we're re-uploading the Republic. We're taking their fraudulent software off, and we're saying we're going to install this, and we're going to stand on this. Let's see you try to call us terrorists and traitors. Can anybody understand that? I'm going to sign it. See, John Hancock, it was a death warrant, and many people lost their families, lost everything that signed this. I'm going back to July 4, 1776, because the neocons are saying, don't you dare sign these. And I am publicly signing the Declaration of Independence against the New World Order, against the Federal Reserve, against the globalist. And I stand with those in Europe fighting for their sovereignty against the very same crime syndicate. I sign this Declaration of Independence against the globalist scum, 2012. And I'm taking you out right now with the Star Spangled Banner by the late, great Whitney Houston. We'll be back to break down the battle plan to restore the Republic. Return to break down the battle plan. Stay with us. InfoWars.
Baby, baby, I'm gonna leave you.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you're busy, but now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and
through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We're going to Edwin Vieira Jr., holds 4 degrees from Harvard, is a Ph.D. of their law school. I'm not going to go over it all, but he is one of Ron Paul's advisors and favorite constitutional lawyers, one of mine as well. We're going to be getting so many other constitutional lawyers on, like Stuart Rhodes. We're also, in the next few days, going to be getting Mr. Fine on. As one of Ron Paul's advisors and a congressional advisor, constitutional lawyer. I've read the Declaration of Independence. I've read the Bill of Rights, Constitution. I read the debates in the newspapers from the time. I have talked to literally hundreds of constitutional lawyers. I've studied the law, but I wanted to get one of the chief recognized experts and, you know, one of the founders of the modern militia movement from a point of law on with us, a man who's launched a lot of major movements we see today based on what we saw 230 plus years ago. But to restate it for stations that just joined us, this is the most important broadcast we've ever done. The manifestation of 1,200,000 and counting signatures by all 50 states, now over 15 states qualifying for the White House to have to respond. That is more than symbolic. It shows the people saying we will not go under socialism. We are not slaves. This is all unconstitutional. NORTHCOM, NDAA, government health care written by foreign bank-owned insurance companies. We're not going along with this. And Ron Paul and his incredible speech, we're going to play some excerpts coming up, 49 minutes, it's up at InfoWars.com. He said, we're under fascism, it's premeditated, it is psychopathic organized evil. These are quotes, by the way. He said, it is world government. They have announced all over the news, we played the clips, et nauseum, where they say we've been conquered by foreign banks and laugh at us on CNBC, Bloomberg TV, Financial Times of London. This is a legal declaration, just as Europe's been conquered by being signed on to banker derivatives. We are now here. We are being conquered. And I say, as we go to the lawyer, to a constitutional lawyer to get his, one of the chief experts, to get his take on this plan, and I don't know his take on this yet. I mean, I do know what it's going to be because I've read his books, researched what he's saying. But we have to get out front and not let hundreds of newspapers, TV say it's racist to talk about seceding and that people are mad because Obama's black. No, we're mad because he's announcing cybersecurity takeover executive order, because they're announcing we're under socialism, because the country's going to hell in a handbasket. We have to point out the blue states are all going bankrupt. Not that the Republicans are much better, but people at least voted for the lesser of two evils there. They understand the road to perdition we're on. We must go to the legislatures, and I want Mr. Vieira's take on this right now. We must go to the legislatures now and say, with versions of a new Declaration of Independence with the same facts in the original from 1776, July 4th, and say, we need to have groups organized through the Governor's Council, not the fake FEMA one, but the real Governor's Council, the legislative councils, led by people like Dr. Vieira, like Ron Paul, like Lou Rockwell, countless other patriots out there, that it's now time to say we are seceding to restore the republic, but to also reconstitute the federal government, which is fascistic, is tyrannical, is spying on us illegally, and is producing a total tyranny of domination because they know the people are waking up. It is now time to admit how bad it is and move at the states and explain. The country's been conquered by globalists, as Ron Paul said in his speech. Let's just tell it like it is. They bragged. Reconstitute the republic. Secession for survival. Secession to restore the republic. Secession because we've been conquered by foreign banks. And get that word out. Get different petitions circulating. Get different versions of a new Declaration of Independence. Then have a large meeting of governors, legislators that want to come, organized by Ron Paul, Campaign for Liberty, because he's respected and because we trust him, to have that meeting. And then to go forth building that idea. This went on for a decade before 1776. And we've got to do this before they come for the guns. They're planning a civil war. They're now billing it that Obama's Lincoln too. The states are racist. They've got petitions at the White House. I've got it right here. I'll show you a document cam shot of your viewer to arrest people signing the petitions, to organize federal militias, to occupy the states, to implement all these plans. Folks, this is going to really get bad. They're now going to try to totally take over America. They've said they're going to try to say all semi-autos have to be handed in. Now, again, his website, we'll give that to you in a moment. Edwin Vieira, Jr., holds 4 degrees from Harvard, A.B. Harvard College, A.M. with Ph.D., Harvard Graduate School of Arts and Sciences, and J.D. Harvard Law School. More than 30 years, he's practiced law with emphasis on constitutional issues in the Supreme Court of the United States. He successfully argued or briefed the case leading to the landmark decision, Bood versus Detroit Board of Education, Chicago Teachers. I'm not going to go over all his landmark cases, but, I mean, he is a chief amongst constitutional lawyers. I've done my excited introduction, sir, but the crest of the wave from Julius Caesar, the play written by, the greatest playwright of all time, William Shakespeare, his version of Julius Caesar. There is a tide in the affairs of men when taken at the flood leads on to fortune. Our fortune is liberty and freedom. That's the treasure we seek. Can you not intellectually, but also in your gut, sir, feel the great wave that is now cresting and we've got to surf that thing into victory? Now is the time to go on the offense. What do you think of my statement of redeclaration of independence, a re-upload of the original republic, and kicking out and trashing this New World Order takeover, sir?
Well, I think that's the key element. This is not really a revolutionary activity that we're talking about. It's a restoration. A restoration of the principles of the Declaration, and then a restoration of the constitutional principles, which are founded on the principles of the Declaration of Independence. So I've become a little bit leery of the word bantered around too freely, because I don't think the goal ultimately is for particular states to remove themselves from the Union in the sense of becoming independent republics, independent sovereignties, but to assert state authority, which is really at the basis of the entire federal system, so as to restore the principles of the Constitution in Washington, D.C., to the extent that that can be done in the long term, and in the short term, to return as much economic and political power to the states and the people as is possible. So I've always said this is a matter fundamentally of what I would call interposition, number one, the states stepping forward and telling those people in Washington that there are certain lines that cannot be crossed constitutionally, and if they are, the states will assert the powers that they have under the Constitution to interpose themselves in favor of their people against essentially rogue attacks that are coming out of the District of Columbia. And then secondly, the enactment of certain kinds of legislation that is completely constitutional, completely within the authorities of the states to put into effect. I would say number one is the restoration, as I've said many times, the restoration of the constitutional militia of the several states. These are institutions that the Constitution foresees are to be permanent. They're at the same status as, of constitutionality at least, of Congress, the President, the court system, even the states themselves. They were put in there for a very specific purpose because the Founding Fathers understood, as the Second Amendment tells us, a well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. And this concept of a free state is the ultimate purpose of both the Constitution and the Declaration. So that, in a sense, as Ford Motor Company used to say, is job one. We have to restore those institutions to their constitutional position within each of the states. And when we do that, those institutions become a foundation for taking many actions that are necessary to give the states the kind of political and economic, I won't say autonomy necessarily, but certainly clout. You can't have a really independent state political and economic policy while the state and its people are tied to the Federal Reserve System. It's impossible. You have to have an alternative monetary system, and we're going to need that in any event because the Federal Reserve System is coming down one way or the other. It's going to go into very serious crisis, could be hyperinflationary, could be a depression, could be a combination of both. But the end of that fiat money central banking paradigm, if you will, you can see it on the near horizon. So that's step number one. That could be done through a militia. We need to take control of food security and energy security within each state. That can be done through a state militia. We need to assert all of the aspects of local homeland security. FEMA has nothing to do with those things. The Department of Homeland Security has nothing to do with those things. Once a state militia is organized, the state militia will have control of those matters. Oh, and by the way, as the Constitution points out, the only officers of the state militia are, of course, appointed by the states, which means that those civilian officials in the Department of Homeland Security, FEMA, whatever, have precisely no authority under those circumstances. So you essentially freeze them out of this process as well. So there's a whole series of steps that can be taken, but they have to be taken within the clear constitutional paradigm. That's really our problem. You know, this is a situation where we've been driving the Mercedes down the road, and now all of a sudden the engine starts chugging and it stops. And we go out, we lift up the hood, and we look. We don't know what to do. Why not? Because we haven't read the book of instructions, which tells us, go fill up the gas tank on a regular basis, right? Look at the gas gauge. Well, look at the oil gauge, whatever it is, right? We have a book of instructions the Founding Fathers gave us for living in a free state under a limited government in which the first purpose is, as the preamble says, securing the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity.
Dr. Edwin Vieira, constitutional lawyer, advisor to Ron Paul, is our guest. I want you to continue, sir, and we're going to skip this network break because this is so important. What I'm saying is you're a constitutional lawyer, and obviously we have a right to to secede. We have a right to revolt. My point is, I've always been leery of secession because the system just demonizes it as a new civil war, and they say it's been decided you can't secede because of what Abraham Lincoln did. Obviously, though, this isn't even a question of the federal government being out of control. The globalists have taken over the federal government. So I am saying the way to phrase it, and I've seen this get through to people because it's the reality, is foreign banks brag they've captured the federal government. It's totally destroyed the federal system, the Bill of Rights, Constitution. They call us anti-federalists. They're not even following the federal system. This is globalism. This is New World Order. So what I'm saying is, with the dumbed-down public, they can grasp secession, that we want our own states. We're disagreeing with what you're doing. It will accelerate this process because the feds call states' rights secession. They don't think there should be a state. And so if states say they should decide what the speed limit is, you know, I mean, Democrats say, hey, let's just go arrest their governor. So we know there's a federal globalist socialist tyranny now running Washington. As Ron Paul says in his speech, it's over if we don't reverse this. I'm saying it's now time to up the ante and say, okay, we call secession kicking out the occupying globalists to restore the republic because the feds have been captured. We're going to move at the states and start having that discussion of a different type of secession to restore the republic, because you have the states secede saying we're still America. D.C. isn't America, doctor. And so we're going to do it to re-upload the Bill of Rights, Constitution via the Declaration of Independence, because the federal government has been lost to foreign special interests. That's my point, is we have to clearly make the break and have the state leaders, members of the federal system, start meeting, start having discussions, start circulating, as you know, for many years, you know, a new Declaration of Independence or redress of grievances they were giving to the Crown before we got to the codification of what Thomas Jefferson wrote there in the weeks leading up to July 4, 1776. That's what I'm saying, is we need to go ahead and up the ante to get the energy going so people understand it's not just this slow movement of states' rights, which the feds just ignore and are now bankrupting the states. I mean, the feds are coming in, sir, as you know, under new rules saying $100,000 fine if you wash your car in your yard, 6 years in jail if your dog craps in your own yard, excuse my French. I mean, the tyranny was dribbling out now. The cup has been turned over, sir. So what I'm saying is, I'm calling to draft Ron Paul. We're writing up and codifying a basic battle plan stating, hey, secession isn't create our other countries. Our country's gone. We want the states that created the America to recreate it. Do you see what I'm saying? Kind of a reboot?
Well, yes, and I agree with this principle, because I have said, and I have a book coming out very shortly which goes into this in great detail, that when you talk about the Declaration of Independence, for instance, it was not really a revolutionary document. It was a document that looked to the restoration of the principles, the laws of nature and of nature's God.
Magna Carta.
Which they believed, quite rightly, that King George and his ministerial government were violating. And that's essentially our problem today, is the same Declaration of Independence type situation. You have people in a central governmental apparatus.
Lawless criminals.
Well, however you want to describe them, they are violating the fundamental laws of this country. They're violating the principles of the Declaration of Independence through globalism. They're violating the laws of nature and nature's God, left, right, and center, and doing this with impunity. And we have a federal system that is built upon checks and balances. And if we look at that imbalance, which is coming out of the District of Columbia, and ask what are the checks that are supposed to be brought into play, well, they are two. They are the state governments, number one, because they're in the middle of this pyramidal structure. And then at the base, the thing that forms the foundation, the people themselves. We have been very lax in those two levels, in the states essentially pushing back against these encroachments coming out of Washington, and ultimately in the people not demanding of their state governments, as well as the government in Washington, that these kinds of actions be taken consistent with the Constitution. So I say I'm really not in favor of the word secession, because that tends to throw people's minds back to the historical period of the Civil War.
Okay, then what do you exactly? So we need to exactly. So I have a battle plan. We need to come up with a basic plan with you and others of what to call it, to start our own petitions, just because it gets media attention on the White House website, so that people see the real way. So we call for a second state continental Congress to have the states meet and say, what do we do about this rogue federal government? And so what do we call that, sir?
Well, I'd call it a committee to restore the constitutional principles in this country. I mean, cut that down into a sound bite, but basically that's what we're doing. Constitutional principles and, of course, the principles of Declaration of Independence. Because the real danger looming down the road is globalism. It's the destruction of the separate and equal status among the nations
exactly,
of the world
exactly.
That the Declaration of Independence gave us.
That's it. Exactly, doctor. So what I'm asking you, as the top constitutional lawyer, is we need to explain this to a six-year-old level to get it out there, because the media is phrasing any states' rights as Civil War, Ku Klux Klan, and Reconstruction, whatever, and that's how they want to roll this out. I'm saying we just, to take control of it, we label the constitutional restoration movement as secession from the globalist, from the occupied federal government, not the secession that the Democrats told you about. So we need to explain that America has been conquered by globalism. This is a restoration. But how do you put that out to people to explain? Because for me, that's the key, is that, folks, the government's gone. That's why it's so lawless. They're under technocrats in Europe now. This is bona fide. I mean, Ron Paul's speech lays it out, folks. We're in it. This is real. And so I'm saying get the states, movements. People think it's a petition to Obama. That's good to get attention with ideas. That's like circulating petitions before 1776, as you know. But I'm saying get petitions going, get committee hearings in the state legislatures, get this buzz going, because this is what the whole globalist architecture is set up to block, because it's the key to restoring our republic. Their entire defense is set up against this, because this is the answer.
Well, I think that's right. And two things. We wanted to project the idea that we maintain our independence from this globalist structure. I don't like the idea of saying we're seceding from them, because I don't think they've won yet. They're close to it, but they haven't won yet. And I don't like the word secession, because the other side uses that to bring up the concept of slavery, racism, and so forth and so on, which I think is entirely red herring, because it doesn't make any difference whether you're black or white. Liberty is the best thing for you, period. End of discussion, right? But they're going to play on that word constantly in order to divide and conquer people on a racial basis. So we don't want to give them that rhetorical.
Okay, then how do we seize the wave, though, and get the movement going? I mean, we need Ron Paul yourself. If Ron Paul makes the call and puts together a meeting and invites state and federal legislators and governors, people will show up. It will be seen as a recodification, a reissuance of the Declaration, and then a battle plan to go to the states. It must happen now. Ron Paul's retiring. I know he wants to push for internet freedom. That's the new plan, because they had a focus group, ask all the Campaign for Liberty people what they wanted. That's great, but that's not the battle plan. We have got to draft Ron Paul now to launch this operation.
And through Ron Paul, to find those leaders at the state level who will take a position in the forefront. That's always been my concern. After you go beyond Ron Paul, where are the leaders at the state level who are going to perform this function?
Yes, sir.
Right.
But this is his greatest moment. That's what I'm saying. And with you and with Mr. Fine and other constitutional lawyers who have charted from our births the way forward, it's our responsibility. There is no doubt that Ron Paul, you and others must get together. This is where Campaign for Liberty must go.
Well, I think that's right. And the very fact that there is such a groundswell developing in
this
country.
Yes.
Now is the time to take advantage of that.
It's history, sir. This is 1776. In my heart and intellectually, do you not feel that and know that, sir?
Well, it's probably about 1773, probably closer to it, if you look at the history.
Yes, yes, but I mean the birth of it.
Talking in this way, when they started organizing politically, when they started looking forward to what they feared was going to happen if the king and the ministry didn't accede to some reforms, it took them 2 or 3 years to get that organization, that structure set up. And then finally, when the English government, the British government, refused to comply with the colonists' justifiable demands, then, of course, other things happen.
Stay there, sir. Walk us through this for 5-6 more minutes. On the other side, then we'll play clips of the Ron Paul speech. Exactly. I'm saying this is the beginning of 1776. As I said in the last hour, this will take 2 to 3 years. He didn't even know I said that. This we're on the same page. God bless you, Dr. Vieira. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Love it or leave it. The globalists have now signed petitions. I have them right here. We've done articles on it. Paul Watson has one. They're saying arrest us, imprison us, strip us of citizenship, put us in labor camps. I mean, they're getting 20, 30,000 signatures for these. So we're seeing who the Democrats are. This is what socialists always do. Once things start imploding, they go, just put the workers in a camp. At first, it's make them come out and, you know, dig ditches. And it's all about nobody's running your life. I mean, we know where this leads. But the globalists don't care. They want total domination. They want to start a civil war, marching the military and police off to confiscate our guns. Obama is certainly looking at, as the NRA documented and has now admitted, on banning all semi-autos, where you got to turn them in, because they don't want us to start a peaceful states' rights movement and restore the republic. They know you're waking up. They know Europe's waking up. This is a banking cartel takeover, as Ron Paul said. I'm going to play that clip in about 7-8 minutes after constitutional lawyer and advisor to Ron Paul, Edwin Vieira, leaves us. Doctor, I'm going to try to give you the floor because I'm so excited at this historical crest. Repeat to folks what you told me during the break about Ron Paul and the mantle and where we're going, and that you concur and that you're going to talk to him and everybody else should. And we're going to get Bruce Fein, constitutional lawyer and advisor to Ron Paul, on. Lou Rockwell, I'm going to call all his sources. I'm going to get a hold of Ron Paul, and I'm going to say now is the time to step into the leadership to organize as your final, incredible work. This is such a great work that we're talking about here, to build the foundation going into this tyranny of the resistance. This is it. I know Ron Paul, who's accepted the draft twice, will accept it a third time. And he has thrown some of the little minions out of Campaign for Liberty that were saying, don't talk about the New World Order. He has exposed the global government in his speech. Dr. Vieira, what is your battle plan? What is your idea? That's why we got you on, to get these ideas out, to set brush fires, and then to codify the plan based on our forebearer's successful operation.
Well, as I said to you during the break, Alex, the first step is for Ron Paul to come forward and assume the mantle of leadership here. If you look at the parallel, the American independence movement, we had just paragons of intellectual and political virtue, the Jeffersons, the Adamses, the Patrick Henrys, even the Alexander Hamiltons. But there was one man who stood out and had to stand out. Of course, that was George Washington. And that's exactly what we need at this point in time. Here is the man of undoubted integrity. Here is the man who has been telling us and warning us about these problems, not just for years, but for decades. Here's the man who has proven right, and he needs to be the figure who stands in the forefront of this movement to restore the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. And then he needs to find, really, at the state level, more than anywhere else, I'm not so concerned about finding him yet in Washington, D.C., but at the state level, leaders of that caliber, with the integrity, with the political acumen, with the willingness to take on this project, not simply because their own political careers might be advanced, because initially I think they won't be, but because the welfare of the American people will be advanced. And then he needs to bring in, with that group, a sizable number of advisors who have, well, what I would call a fair track record on these economic and political issues. If he wants to call on me as an advisor, I'll be perfectly willing to come forward and work with him. And I think that there are probably dozens or hundreds of others like me out in the country that would say and do exactly the same thing. But it needs his leadership. He is the national figure here. He is the one whom everyone on either side of the political yellow line, if you will, recognizes. They recognize him for his personal integrity, they recognize him for the leadership role he's taken at the national level, and ultimately they recognize this is a man who not only has been right, but has never compromised his principles, which is the real key. Because what's gone on in the destruction of our constitutional system is the systematic compromise and prostitution of principles for politicians in order to advance their personal careers. And this is one man who's never done that, the only one I can think of really at that level who has not done it.
Yes, sir.
So people need to get to him and urge him with a capital U to step forward as essentially his last act in the political arena to take on and begin this project.
I can feel history rising. I can feel the spirit of 1776 like I've never felt it, listeners. You know that. This is the most important broadcast we've ever done, and Dr. Vieira feels it. I feel it. You can see it. And here's what must be understood. Campaign for Liberty are great people. I've gotten mad at some of the folks there trying to, play patty cake, some of the young men that have become political consultants for the mainline Republican Party. Folks that have married into the Pauls, like Jesse Benton, people like Jack Hunter that are involved, who go out to eat with billionaires and kind of get stars in their eyes. They're not bad guys. They're just not Ron Paul. Rand Paul, I've known for 15, 16 years. He used to come on and campaign for his dad. He's a good guy. He's just up there trying to position himself, to be able to win the presidency later. And I get that. That's not going to happen, folks. In 4 years, in 8 years, the globalists are going to win, or it's going to be a civil war. We got to be all in now, folks. That's why they're moving so fast. I've got 3 children. And I've got to sit there with my wife, who's extremely intelligent, and she, has degrees in history, and she's like, okay, but, we got to get out of here. And she's lived all over the world, and her dad worked for the Department of Agriculture, and she's like, we got to get out of here. And I've got to say, no, we're putting it all on the line. We're staying. I've signed my name to the new Declaration of Independence. I'm all in, folks. I mean, I've got dirty tricks happening to me you wouldn't believe. It's like a movie. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm all in. Because, folks, there's nowhere to run. This is history. And people that are scared, you don't understand. You should be scared of not taking action. And there are people in Campaign for Liberty who will say, oh, let's just work with the system. Let's take over the Republicans. And they have been getting people like Cruz elected over the neocon, in the Senate. Here in Texas, they're getting a lot of good people in who, at least on the surface, are saying the right things. So Campaign for Liberty, I've analyzed all this, as Dr. Vieira is breaking down. He's analyzed it. Campaign for Liberty already knows who the good guys are in all the states. It's already got all our money. We gave it. It's got everything. It is the zenith. It is the launch pad. It is the fulcrum. It is the progenitor. As I said in the first hour, we're 3 years out, 2 to 3 years. We have to launch now. History is repeating itself, and the entire globalist operation is designed to stop a states' rights restoration movement that Dr. Vieira has laid out to Ron Paul. And again, Ron Paul has his own ideas historically going to the same documents, but he sources Dr. Vieira and his battle plan. Dr. Fine, both constitutional lawyers, PhDs. This is it. But I separately have gone and done the research, and it is incredible. Sir, thank you so much. I hope you'll come back very soon to really lay out some battle plans. I know you've already laid them out, but if you'd put out articles, it's articles that lay it out. We're writing an article that others can add to. I think we should all invade. Anybody can do it. Whitehouse.gov/petitions, and everyone should codify their own ideas of a restoration. And we see the authoritarian lust. The Democrats want to get a civil war going. We need to reach out to the military and police now. This is a very perilous time we're in, and they're going to call us secessionist. So I just simply say restorationist through the states, reconvening a constitutional Congress. And so we need you, the constitutional lawyers and others, to codify different plans, to help Ron Paul adopt a strategy, and to launch now. Any other points you'd like to make, Doctor?
America is the last bastion of human freedom in the world today. This is our responsibility as Americans. And my view has always been we need to take action immediately, if not sooner.
We can't wait for Rand Paul. Do you agree we don't have 4 to 8 years to play patty cake with the Republicans?
No, because the economic freight train is coming down the tracks at us at a very high velocity. We can't avoid that. And what will be the political consequences of a complete breakup of the international banking system?
And they're going to use that meltdown as
absolutely
a way to...
Absolutely. They'll try to use it for their benefit. And we're facing that, and they're not going to be able to prevent it from happening, but they're going to try and use it. We're facing that train wreck, and we have to prepare ourselves to deal with that now.
Now. Now.
That's right. That's the operative word.
I pledge myself, Doctor, to you and Dr. Paul, I pledge myself to my family before God on the altar of liberty, as Thomas Jefferson said. I swear eternal resistance to every form of tyranny over the mind of humankind. And I know you pledge with me now, and the listeners pledge. We aren't going to stop. We're drafting Ron Paul. We're drafting all liberty lovers. Go to your state houses now. Go visit the state reps. Go visit your congresspeople now. Ring the bell of liberty. Ride like Paul Revere. Get your banners out. We have begun the restoration. Nothing will stop it. Do you pledge that with me, Dr. Vieira?
Absolutely. I've been doing that for a long time, Alex.
I know, but I'm just all of us here together.
That's right. We have our work cut out for us. What's the old saying? When the going gets tough, the tough get going.
It's always darkest before the dawn. It had to get bad before people get up.
That's right. And now is the time.
and they want to start the Civil War with the gun confiscation. We've got a race now to accelerate our operations against them. It may be able to back them off and buy us time. But, sir, what is? I know there's a lot of sites that post your great articles, your books, your materials. Where's the best place to find your information?
Right now it's at newswithviews.com. One word, newswithviews.com.
Yes, sir. Excellent material. All right, we've got our work cut out, but the tide in the affairs of men, when taken at the flood, leads on to liberty. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Alex. Bye-bye.
All right, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. And again, now is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time. I do not have words to describe. We're going to cover it more on the nightly news tonight. We're going to cover it more tomorrow on the Sunday show. I'll be live. I'm going to play large excerpts of this. I want to play a particularly powerful part of the 49-minute speech that Ron Paul gave on the House floor. He called it Questions. Excessive government has created such a mess, it prompts many questions. He goes through those. We'll go to break with that. Then we're going to come back with his conclusion, how we've been conquered by world government. Only admitting we've been conquered fraudulently. You got to admit you're a slave before you start becoming free. And let me tell you, the greatest honor I've ever had, the greatest treasure, even above my children, because they have no future if we don't win, is that God saw fit to take a wretch like me and to rise me up in all the things that happened in my life to prepare me for this moment of what we're beginning now. The bell cannot be unrung to know with surety that we're going to win. If God be with us, who can stand against us? And it's time for everyone who's in thought and everything else to repent before God. I even repent for nasty things I've said about Glenn Beck. I should have responded to him more gentlemanly. I apologize for when he said bad things about me being worldly. We don't have time for this. We don't have time to fight with each other anymore. We don't have time for all this petty stuff. We have got to come together, all of us. So I repent for my trespasses. Do you repent for yours? All of my enemies out there, please come in for the big win. Please realize how much trouble we're in. Realize how much danger we're in. These globalists are dangerous. We have to get involved now. We have to get aggressive now. We have to go out and wake up everybody we can now. And then we come back in the next segment, his conclusion. You know, we put, with this show, eugenics back on the map. We've put the fact that we're conquered on the map with that nomenclature. The truth. The truth will set us free. Admit how far we've fallen. Admit how pathetic we've gotten. Only then can we rise again. And Ron Paul is now getting more hardcore because that's all he can do. Now that Ron Paul's leaving Congress, now that his son's in the Senate, all this. Ron Paul, it's time to come out both barrels. I know you're a man after my own heart. I know you know what I know. Say it all. Lay it out. Throw yourself against the New World Order, and all of us will as well. And let all the rest of the Campaign for Liberty establishment types that have infiltrated, let them hit the streets. They're already getting their big Republican jobs. I know you've purged them. It's good. Good. Because there is no future now. All in. Here's part of Ron Paul's speech. We'll go to break and finish up with the rest of it. Here he is saying some questions. And he lists the incredible tyranny we're under. Then I have some other points. Here it is.
Have a few questions. Excessive government has created such a mess, it prompts many questions. Why are sick people who use medical marijuana put in prison? Why does the federal government restrict the drinking of raw milk? Why can't American manufacturers rope and other products from hemp? Why are Americans not allowed to use gold and silver as legal tender as mandated by the Constitution? Why is Germany concerned enough to consider repatriating their gold held by the Fed for her in New York? Is it that the trust in the U.S. and dollar supremacy beginning to wane? Why do our political leaders believe it's necessary to thoroughly audit? Why do our political leaders believe it's unnecessary to thoroughly audit our own gold? Why can't Americans decide which type of light bulbs they can buy? Why is it the TSA permitted to abuse the rights of any American traveling by air? Why should there be mandatory sentences, even up to life, for crimes without victims, as our drug laws require? Why have we allowed the federal government to regulate commodes in our homes? Why is it political suicide for anyone to criticize AIPAC? Why haven't we given up on the drug war since it's an obvious failure and violates the people's rights? Has nobody noticed that the authorities can't even keep drugs out of the prisons? How can making our entire society a prison solve the problem? Why do we sacrifice so much getting necessarily involved in border disputes and civil strife around the world and ignore the root cause of the most dangerous, deadly border in the world, the one between Mexico and the United States? Why does Congress willingly give up its prerogatives to the executive branch? Why does changing the party in power never change policy? Could it be that the views of both parties are essentially the same? Why did the big banks, the large corporations, and foreign banks and foreign central banks get bailed out in 2008 and the middle class lost their jobs and their homes? Why do so many in the government and the federal officials believe that creating money out of thin air creates wealth? Why do so many accept the deeply flawed principle that government bureaucrats and politicians can protect us from ourselves without totally destroying the principle of liberty? Why
folks,
can't people understand that
we're going to come back and finish up the why part of this, and then we're going to get to the most powerful. The whole thing, though, he says we have a cancerous group of psychopaths. That's a quote. Running things. I mean, he lays it all out. World government, we're conquered. It is unbelievable. 49 minutes. And we're just going to cover it and cover it and cover it. Ron Paul is standing up. I mean, it's time to go 110% into the eye of the enemy.
Many conservatives believe the 2012 election was a disaster and hope 2016 will turn out much better. But even before he was reelected, one of the country's most widely circulated newspapers discussed how our commander-in-chief could seek a third term. And one Maryland-based analyst says it's a lot more likely than most Americans think. In fact, he spent the past 6 months uncovering the details of a shocking event set to take place during Obama's second term, which could essentially enable Obama to extend his presidency for a third term. This would ultimately make him one of the most powerful presidents in U.S. history, a rival to FDR. This analyst believes it will change the course of our nation's future and profoundly affect the very well-being of you and your family. Get the facts for yourself, free of charge, at thirdtermone.com. Again, to learn exactly how Obama could end up being our next third-term president, go to www.thirdtermpresidentthenumber1.com. That's thirdtermone.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S. and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there's any interruption in our fragile food supply chain or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Make no mistake, my friends, you are living history. And I can't believe they have national talk show hosts, not just one, but multiple ones now, openly saying, don't sign petitions, they'll put you on a list, they'll come get you. Come get me. The war has already begun. It's an info war. The enemy wants to make it physical. Strike me down. I'll become more powerful than you can possibly imagine in the idea. I'm not going to live as a slave, okay? I mean, these globalists are nasty folks. These are eugenicists. They've got a covert war going against us. An undeclared secret war with the chemicals and biologicals in our food and water. We're far gone. We need to get back in their face. All of you people that serve the system, you're victims as well, you fools. We've got a breakaway civilization of technocrats that think they're going to be able to take everything over. Man, we're in trouble. Why did large banks, large corporations, and foreign banks and foreign central banks get bailed out in 2008 and the middle class lost their jobs and their homes? Let's continue with this. Out the rest of this segment, then coming up after Lou Rockwell and others, I'm gonna play about 5 minutes where he has his summation. And boy, he breaks down that we're under global government, unelected global government run by eugenicists. Let's go ahead and go back to his questions. Here it is.
Without totally destroying the principle of liberty, why can't people understand that war always destroys wealth and liberty? Why is there so little concern for the executive order that gives the president authority to establish a kill list, including American citizens, of those targeted for assassination? Why is patriotism thought to be blind loyalty to the government and the politicians who run it, rather than loyalty to the principles of liberty and support for the people? Real patriotism is a willingness to challenge the government when it's wrong. Why is it claimed that if people won't or can't take care of their own needs, that people in government are able to do it for them? Why did we ever give the government a safe haven for initiating violence against the people? Why do so many members defend free markets but not civil liberties? Why do so many members defend civil liberties but not free markets? Aren't they the same? Why don't more defend both economic liberty and personal liberty? Why are there not more individuals who seek to intellectually influence others to bring about positive changes, those who seek power changes, than those who seek power to force others to obey their commands? Why does the use of religion to support a social gospel and preemptive wars, both of which require authoritarians to use violence or the threat of violence, go unchallenged? Aggression and forced redistribution of wealth has nothing to do with the teachings of the world's great religions. Why do we allow the government and the Federal Reserve to disseminate false information dealing with both economic and foreign policy? Why is democracy held in such high esteem when it's the enemy of the minority and makes all rights relative to the dictates of the majority? Why should anyone be surprised that Congress has no credibility, since there is such a disconnect between what politicians say and what they do? Is there any explanation for all the deception, the unhappiness, the fear of the future, the loss of confidence in our leaders,
yes,
the distrust and the anger
there
and frustration?
Is. Because we're under a great
evil. Yes, there is. And there's a way
all
to
right,
reverse these attitudes.
When we come back, we are going to have Lou Rockwell on. No, actually, we have Porter Stansberry on to break down what's happening in the economy, then Lou Rockwell. But I will continue with clips from this as well, even when Lou Rockwell's on with us. Here's the deal, folks. We're going into total bondage. It's pre-planned, and Ron Paul talks about that in his speech as well.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.